February 27, the king and his subjects, your royal birth. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Many who claim to be Christians are not Christians. God takes none to heaven but those who are first made saints in this world through the grace of Christ, those in whom he can see Christ exemplified. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy, James 5:11. He looks upon his redeemed heritage with pity. He is ready to pardon their sins if they will surrender and be loyal to him. In order to be just and yet the justifier of the sinner, he laid the punishment of sin upon his only begotten Son. For Christ's sake, he pardons those that fear him. He does not see in them the vileness of the sinner. He recognizes in them the likeness of his Son in whom they believe. In this way only can God take pleasure in any of us. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. Were it not for Christ's atoning sacrifice, there would be nothing in us in which God could delight. All the natural goodness of man is worthless in God's sight. He does not take pleasure in any man who retains his old nature and is not so renewed in knowledge and grace that he is a new man in Christ. Our education, our talents, our means, our gifts entrusted to us by God, that he may test us. If we use them for self-glorification, God says, I cannot delight in them, for Christ has died for them in vain. To adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior, we must have the mind that was in Christ. Our likes and dislikes, our desire to be first, to favor self to the disadvantage of others, must be overcome. The peace of God must rule in our hearts. Christ must be in us a living, working principle. By your obedience to God, respect yourselves as the purchased possession of his dear Son. Seek to be uplifted in Christ. This work is as lasting as eternity. Shall we, sons and daughters of God, forget our royal birth? Shall we not rather honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Shall we not show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light?